An ancestor said, as Buddha nature is empty, you say, I have no Buddha nature. This expresses clearly that empty is not no. As Buddha nature is empty, it is called no. Bits and pieces of no are a standard for speaking about emptiness. Emptiness is the measure of speaking no. Emptiness here is not that of form is emptiness. Form is emptiness does not mean to force form to be emptiness, or to break up emptiness to establish form. Rather, it is the emptiness of emptiness is emptiness. Emptiness is emptiness means there is a piece of rock hanging in emptiness. Thus, the ancestors spoke of no Buddha nature, Buddha nature that is empty, and Buddha nature that is existence. Ah, Dogen. So this piece is called Buddha Nature. And immediately, because I'm a high school teacher and I like to activate your prior knowledge, I'd like to remind you of the Heart Sutra that we've talked about many times before, that we chant every week, and that explores emptiness. Emptiness is exactly form. Form is exactly emptiness. And the sutra says that upon seeing this, which is interesting to use that word as opposed to understanding something more active in that, something about the Dharma eye, the Buddha eye, the eye of practice. Seeing this transforms all suffering and distress, such that there then is no suffering. And here comes that powerful word, no. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. No suffering. And we remember the five remembrances. Sickness, old age, death, losing everyone we love. There's four of them. No more sickness, old age, and death. Those things that shook Buddha so deeply before he was a Buddha and made him leave his home to go explore a life of spiritual practice. Sickness, old age, and death. And here, Avalokiteshvara. Sharing with us this prajna paramita, this perfection of wisdom, that seeing that form is emptiness and emptiness is form transforms all suffering and distress. This is not mere formality. This is true. Well, that's quite a powerful promise. Certainly reminds us of the Four Noble Truths about why we've entered into this practice. Many of us with hopes of transforming suffering, alleviating suffering, gaining wisdom. We're also familiar with the koan mu, where mu is often translated as no, the no of emptiness. Does a dog have Buddha nature? And Zhao Zhao answers, no. To hold that as a koan over a long time, to explore that single word no, is transformative, gives us a window into the Dharma of emptiness. What is emptiness? Now, there are, of course, philosophical explanations of emptiness, where we say things don't have fixed essence, intrinsic identity, innate separate existence. And we can simply look into our own heart mind to see that this is true. Things are always changing. It's as if every, quote, form we encounter is a shape-shifting cloud in the sky. Some of them take more time to evolve in our vision. And we have a tendency to confuse resemblance with identity. So we might name an object the same over time. But close inspection, as we do in meditation, reveals that it's an ever shape-shifting cloud in the sky. And of course, most fundamentally, this is what we observe with the self. Our emotional states, our thoughts, even our human body, which we might imagine as relatively unchanging from day to day, quickly appears to us as changing if we sit for a few years or a few decades. Not what we thought we were. And maybe over time we begin to realize, I can't actually find anything that is constant in here. So we arrive at the no. There is no fixed self anywhere. But that could remain a relatively intellectual understanding. It could also lead us into a nihilistic place, as we've talked about. And of what benefit would that be? That's another form of suffering. So easy to get stuck in our conceptions, because that's what minds do. They like to fix things in place. So interestingly, what we've done is replaced an identity of form with an identity of emptiness, a conception of it, that we begin projecting onto the forms that we encounter in our life. We're particularly hopeful about this when we encounter suffering. Oh, this is just emptiness. And perhaps we hope to dismiss it, because that's what's supposed to happen when we see emptiness. We're supposed to no longer feel suffering or distress. So that form of resistance to our suffering is really the suffering. But we don't see that. And we continue to project our ideas about emptiness onto these forms that arise as a way of trying to spiritually bypass our suffering. And it doesn't work. And oftentimes in practice, this might be a time where someone gets discouraged with practice. This isn't working. And often perhaps your teacher will say, no, it's not. Good. Because that's not how it's supposed to work anyway. Still working upstairs with this cognitive faculty, trying to analyze our way out of our life, out of what is present. So when the student approaches Zhao Zhao and says, how about a dog? Does a dog have Buddha nature? Zhao Zhao meets him and says, no. Don't try to think your way out of this. An ancestor said, as Buddha nature is empty, you say I have no Buddha nature. Hakuin writes, Buddha nature, which is no nature at all. This is a beautiful Dharma gate, a way of opening us beyond our theories about what we are and about what we should be and what we should realize and what the Dharma tells us. No nature at all. But it's interesting how we then can take that no nature and turn that into something, isn't it? This expresses clearly that empty is not no. I like that line. I find it really interesting. I think there's a lot of ways of taking that, some of which I've explored, but another aspect of this expresses clearly that empty is not no. I have no Buddha nature. Empty is not no. The no is extra. What's left when there's not even a no? Do you see? That added level of intellectualization. What about when we abandon even that, the story of emptiness? As Buddha nature is empty, it is called no. A word, merely a word, a pointer. Bits and pieces of no are a standard for speaking about emptiness. Emptiness is the measure of speaking no. So we must begin to wonder, what is this emptiness then that I can't conceive of, that is the actual standard of no, that is beyond the word no, that isn't no itself? Well, just to help muddy the waters, this emptiness is not that of form is emptiness. So here Dogen is challenging the dualistic formulation that we can get attached to in reciting the Heart Sutra over and over and over again. The dualistic formation that form is something other than form. That emptiness is something other than emptiness. You can see how that's equating one thing with what the mind constructs as something else. Now, there's a couple of ways of collapsing that duality. One is beautifully done in the Heart Sutra itself when it says, no, wait, I'm not just saying form is emptiness and emptiness is form. I'm saying form is exactly emptiness. Emptiness is exactly form. These are not two. Don't be deceived. This is so important. Do not be deceived. Dogen here has another way of expressing this. Form is emptiness does not mean to force form to be emptiness, or to break up emptiness to establish form. Imagine emptiness is the boundless field. But here's a stick, breaking up the field of emptiness. Rather, it is the emptiness of emptiness is emptiness. So what is it? Emptiness is emptiness means there is a piece of rock hanging in emptiness. And that's just poetry. It's just beautiful. It's just somebody sharing what is and using poetry to say it. That's a lovely line to sit with in your meditation. There is a piece of rock hanging in emptiness. Emptiness is emptiness means there is a piece of rock hanging in emptiness. Thus the ancestors spoke of no Buddha nature. Haven't we gone so far beyond whatever ideas of Buddha nature we might have now? A piece of rock. Buddha nature that is empty, that is you. And Buddha nature that is existence. These are all Dharma gates, all pointers toward one thing. And it's not something we can hold on to, yet it's ever present. It's not something that we can put into words, and yet we use our words to describe and point. Empty, impermanent, shape-shifting aliveness. Thus, a rock hanging in emptiness. What is? Fundamentally, Dogen is ever inviting us to use our practice eye to investigate the great matter, ever taking us beyond the places that we get stuck, and there are so many, to be intimate with life. Thank you.